In the cafeteria of Burgard High School, residents and members of the city's police force sat together at red lunch tables and candidly discussed the issues they face with each other. At his table, Maston District resident Anthony Garr summed up what most other discussions around the room were hitting on.
The only time that most of the time that you actually encounter police officers is when something goes wrong.
That's absolutely right.
And instead of that, I think there needs to be more community engagement, maybe more foot patrols in areas.
Garr says that only seeing cops when there's a problem builds a negative association, and he thinks cops sitting in patrol cars is one of the most detrimental things to good relations with the public. So what does it take to change that? Chief George Gast of the NFTA Transit Police says,
good community policing is putting the police in contact with the public in positive situations.
However, Gast and other police officials pointed out that one of the biggest challenges for good community policing lies in limited manpower and a high volume of calls for service, which is the first priority for most cops. Elsewhere around the room, groups came to the conclusion that they'd like to see more opportunities for police to interface with the community outside of the job, in public meetings and at community events. As one speaker put it, it's powerful to see officers as people. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.